There were no new cases of COVID-19 in Newfoundland and Labrador yesterday. There are now two active cases, both of which are connected to the TV show Hudson and Rex. But the show's producer says the two cases linked to the Canine Cop program do not pose a risk to the community. Producer Paul Polk spoke with the OCM Open Line guest host Tim Powers. Here's part of that conversation.
Okay, well, the simplest way to describe it as there is a isolation wall that people arrive into our unit. So, for example, you're pre-screened in Toronto for your temperature and all of that. You fly on the airplane wearing your mask. They're very strict about it. Then a vehicle equipped with a shield and the mask picks you up at the St. John's Airport. You're brought to your first residence where you are quarantined while we perform two COVID tests over 48 hours on you, and you must pass both of them. And then you are transferred into a hotel that we have bought out completely. And then you are either in that hotel or on set working. And so in both instances, it was our testing and our pre-screening that picked up the cases, and they're contained. And none of the people once affected were ever on a set, ever in any vehicle, or mixed out in the public, or did any of that. So we kind of take, it's almost as if you travel from Ontario, and we have a little piece of Ontario here that you stay in until we know that you're safe for you to leave. And that's kind of, that's the basic overview of it. And there's like numerous steps and stages of the protocol that was worked out along with the Department of Health, who have reviewed it and worked with us on it. So we believe it is the highest standard for protecting essential workers that we need to bring into the province to keep people employed. So as per the protocols, the vehicle was sanitized in between and everybody wore masks. But out of an abundance of caution, there were four or five people that traveled in that vehicle later in the day, and we tested all those and they came back negative. And so we just, improved our procedure to say, just for everyone's peace of mind, because a lot of it is that, and that's important, that there's a separate operation that takes you until you're cleared. So until someone is cleared, they have absolutely zero physical interaction with Hudson and Rex. Anything we need to do is by Zoom or by telephone or electronic.
How is the morale of your crew and your team, given that, at least for now, more focus has been on COVID-19 and your practices and your protocols and your and their castmates? How are people feeling? How are they doing?
Okay, so I think that all of us that are going back to work in this period, regardless whether it's film or at a restaurant, in a supermarket, all have a certain anxiety. And so we feel that. And obviously, with it coming close to us, our crew are affected by, people who think the worst, that they've been in contact and therefore their friends are at risk. None of our crew or cast outside of this little group have been, have any real risk. But I mean, the anxiety, I think, in this COVID world is common amongst a lot of us. So, but we there is confidence in the protocols, and we're continuing to shoot today, and it feels good.
That was Hudson and Rex producer Paul Pope in conversation with Open Line guest host Tim Powers. Both people who tested positive for COVID-19 are between the ages of 20 and 39 and are self-isolating. Pope said he could not say more about the cast members' roles, citing privacy reasons. Shooting for the series was shut down on Sunday, but has since resumed.